Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, OCT7, The War Against Hamas Through the Eyes of an Israeli Commando Officer by Capt. Elkanah Kuno Cohen presents a personal, operationally grounded view of Israel's war with Hamas following the October 7 attacks. Framed through the perspective of an Israeli commando officer, the book focuses on what conflict looks like, up-close rapid decision-making, uncertainty, fear, discipline, and the moral pressure that comes with fighting in densely populated areas against an enemy that blends military and civilian spaces. Rather than treating the war as an abstract geopolitical debate, the narrative approach emphasizes the lived experience of soldiers and the realities of modern asymmetric warfare. Readers can expect a blend of battlefield observation, reflections on comradeship and loss, and commentary on how national trauma reshapes both military missions and the society that supports them. The result is a viewpoint-driven account that aims to make headlines intelligible by grounding them in the choices and consequences faced on the ground. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from shock to mobilization, what October 7 changed. A central topic is the immediate rupture created by October 7 and the rapid shift from routine security posture to full wartime mobilization through the lens of a commando officer. The book emphasizes how strategic surprise creates operational chaos, fragmented information, unclear enemy intentions, and competing priorities such as rescuing civilians, stabilizing border areas, and preparing for broader campaigns. The narrative angle highlights the human dimension of mobilization, including the emotional whiplash of moving from ordinary life to combat readiness, and the way units absorb losses, reorganize, and reorient to mission needs. The reader is brought into the practical problems that follow a mass casualty attack command and control under stress, communications challenges, and the need to establish reliable situational awareness in minutes rather than hours. This topic also explores the psychological impact of national trauma on soldiers, not as distant symbols, but as people carrying anger, grief, and responsibility into tactical decisions. By focusing on the transition from shock to action, the book illustrates how wars begin in confusion and how military organizations attempt to impose order before the next decisive moment arrives. Secondly, commando operations and ground-level warfare in a complex battle space. Another major topic is how commando and special operations forces function in a conflict characterized by dense urban terrain, underground infrastructure, and a highly adaptive adversary. The book's viewpoint helps readers understand why elite units are used for tasks that demand speed, precision, and coordination, such as targeted raids, reconnaissance, hostage-related contingencies, and high-risk arrests or seizures. It also highlights the operational constraints that shape action-limited visibility, the constant risk of ambush, booby traps, and the challenge of distinguishing fighters from non-combatants when the enemy attempts to disappear into the environment. The author perspective underscores how success depends on teamwork and preparation, including rehearsals, disciplined movement, and reliance on intelligence, drones, and supporting fires. Importantly, the topic addresses the gap between public perceptions of commando missions and the reality of grinding, hazardous work that often produces imperfect outcomes. By describing warfare from the ground, the book clarifies why tactical victories can be costly and why even well-trained units must operate with humility in a battle space where every doorway, tunnel, and intersection can change the story in seconds. Thirdly, intelligence, uncertainty, and decision-making. Under fire, the book repeatedly returns to the role of intelligence and the unavoidable uncertainty that surrounds combat decisions. For a commando officer, information is both a lifeline and a vulnerability. Intelligence can enable precise action, but partial or outdated data can lead to missteps with serious consequences. This topic explores how commanders and small teams interpret fragmented inputs, such as radio reports, surveillance feeds, and briefings, while balancing time pressure against risk. The narrative perspective helps readers grasp the practical meaning of fog of war, the inability to see the full picture, the unpredictability of enemy movement, and the way civilian presence complicates even straightforward plans. It also addresses the systems and habits that aim to reduce uncertainty, such as verification, cross-checking sources, contingency planning, and learning cycles after each operation. The human factor is central here: judgment, stress tolerance, and the moral weight of decisions made in seconds. By emphasizing decision-making under fire, the book frames modern war less as a sequence of clear-cut moves and more as a continuous process of choosing among imperfect options while trying to protect teammates and accomplish objectives. Fourthly, ethical pressure, civilian harm, and the laws of armed conflict. A significant topic is the ethical terrain of fighting Hamas in environments where civilians are present and where military assets may be embedded among civilian infrastructure. The book's ground-level viewpoint highlights how moral questions arise. not only in policy debates but also in tactical moments when to enter, when to hold fire, how to manage detainees, and how to respond to suspected threats while minimizing harm. This topic discusses the tension between force protection and civilian protection, as well as the way rules of engagement translate into real-world choices that may be emotionally and professionally searing. The author perspective can illuminate how soldiers are trained to think in terms of necessity, proportionality, and distinction, while acknowledging that war produces dilemmas that do not resolve neatly. It also explores the strategic dimension of ethics, including how civilian casualties influence legitimacy, international support, and the long-term security environment. By treating ethics as a daily operational constraint rather than an abstract ideal, the book helps readers understand why disciplined conduct is portrayed as both a moral obligation and a practical requirement in conflicts where the information battle is nearly as consequential as the physical one. Lastly, cohesion, loss, and the personal cost of war. The final key topic is the personal and communal cost of the war, seen through relationships within a unit and the broader society that sends soldiers into battle. The commando officer viewpoint emphasizes cohesion trust built through training, shared risk, and mutual responsibility. It also confronts loss, including the grief of fallen comrades and the lingering effects of witnessing trauma. This topic explores how soldiers cope during operations and afterward, drawing on routines, humor, leadership, and a focus on mission as stabilizing anchors. The reader gains insight into how leadership functions at close range, keeping people steady, making hard calls, and ensuring accountability when emotions run high. The book also points to the way military experience reverberates beyond the front line, affecting families, reserves, and the national psyche. By focusing on cost rather than spectacle, the narrative underscores that war is not only a contest of capabilities, but also a test of endurance and meaning. This topic leaves readers with a clearer understanding of what service demands, what it takes from individuals, and why memory and recovery become part of the continuing story after battles end. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a grounded, first-person oriented window into the post-October 7 war with Hamas, including students of modern conflict, military history readers, and anyone trying to make sense of daily news through the realities faced by soldiers. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening media literacy instead of viewing war as a simple exchange of slogans. The book encourages attention to uncertainty, trade-offs, and the human consequences behind operational decisions. The commando officer perspective also highlights lessons about leadership under pressure, team cohesion, and ethical restraint. Teams that translate to high-stakes civilian environments where judgment and accountability matter. Compared with many similar books that focus primarily on geopolitics or broad strategic narratives, this one stands out by emphasizing the on-the-ground viewpoint and the immediate dilemmas of asymmetric warfare. That proximity helps readers understand how tactics, intelligence, and moral constraints intersect in real time. For buyers choosing among conflict titles, the book's value lies in its experiential framing, which complements analytical works and helps bridge the gap between policy discussions and the lived reality of those executing missions. If you would like to support CAPT, Elkanah Kono Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.